here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, we'll have areas of fog early, then gradually clearing skies in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, temperatures mid-30s, winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. For Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Friday night, a slight chance of rain showers with a low near 42. Saturday, partly sunny, temperature 64. Currently, it's 48.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Texas Senator Ted Cruz wants the Trump administration to organize a meeting on the renewable fuel standard and is holding up the Bill Northey nomination until a meeting is planned. Cruz has placed a hold on Northey's nomination as USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Eight other senators are also seeking a compromise on the RFS to protect refiners from job losses. The Northey nominee was in the wrong place at the wrong time, reports are saying. Cruz has looked for a way to strike back at corn state senators that got the administration to pull back two RFS proposals. Any compromise or change to the RFS needs to be completed before the end of the month, as the deadline for the EPA to release its final RFS volume requirements. A bipartisan group of senators urging the FCC to ensure access to affordable broadband in rural communities, led by Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts and Kansas Junior Senator Jerry Moran, the group penned a letter to the Federal Communication Commission asking the FCC to ensure its commitment to affordable and reliable broadband for consumers in the hardest-to-reach communities across rural America. The senators write that a lack of resources to meet the goal is undermining investment and consumer access to affordable broadband across much of rural America. The senators say the high-cost Universal Service Fund budget shortfall is harming rural broadband providers. More than 20 senators signed the letter to the FCC, and they say they believe the FCC is the best position to identify a solution to the budget shortfall and ensure that broadband access comes to rural America. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. Challenges in the world of agriculture calls for a reliable and relevant source for agricultural information. It's this station and AgView.net. Each weekday, this station brings you news and market analysts from the team at AgView.net. You can find more on stories important to you online anytime at AgView.net. Be social by liking AgView on Facebook. Follow on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, focused on giving you the information you need. This station and AgView.net.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm running for Position 6 as a write-in candidate, USD 364 Board of Education.
Kevin O'Neill would make a great school board member. Kevin is currently serving on the Marysville Junior Senior High School Site Council. He served as president of St. Gregory's School Council and has coached many youth teams, showing he truly cares for children. Kevin is a man of strong faith, serving on St. Malachi's Parish and Finance Councils. Kevin has been Beatty Mayor for 12 years and was instrumental in the fundraising and reconstruction of the new Beatty Cafe. Kevin is really involved in the betterment of the community. Kevin O'Neill would make a great school board member. Be sure to fill in the oval and write Kevin O'Neill for Position 6 as a write-in candidate for the USD 364 Board of Education. That's Kevin O'Neill, Position 6, write-in candidate, Board of Education.
Paid for by friends for Kevin O'Neill.
When it comes to agriculture, you want a financial partner that's down to earth with roots in ag business. We're local. We've been serving the ag banking needs of this community for generations. So if you need a good ag bank, think of us. We're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Nelson Power & Light is available for prompt, reliable service, both commercial and residential. Let Jordy Nelson assist with all of your electrical needs, heating and air conditioning service, computer networking, phone system maintenance, and cable wiring needs. He has a bucket truck available for those outside jobs. Insured and bonded, depend on Nelson Power & Light to provide service to Marysville and surrounding communities. Phone number is 562-9222. Just one number to call, Nelson Power & Light, 562-9222.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A Central Kansas sheriff has been ordered to appear in court over allegations that he mistreated a confined person. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said that a summons was issued last night for Barton County Sheriff Brian Bellender. The summons says the alleged mistreatment happened August 10th while the 55-year-old sheriff was serving an arrest warrant. An internal review of a riot in June at the El Dorado prison says that prison staff didn't secure doors properly, which enabled 70 inmates to leave their cell house. The prison has since made security improvements, but remains under emergency conditions with corrections officers working 12-hour shifts because of staffing shortages. After years of public controversy and debate, work is finally beginning on a massive memorial to President Dwight Eisenhower. Today's groundbreaking ceremony marked the start of the project. I'm Stephanie Austin.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Kansas is reporting that it collected nearly $32 million more in taxes than anticipated for October. It was the fifth consecutive month that tax collections exceeded expectations. The Department of Revenue reported yesterday the state took in nearly $501 million in taxes last month. Its official forecast predicted $469 million. The surplus was 6.8%. Since the current budget year began in July, tax collections are $105 million ahead of expectations, or 5.5%. Revenue Secretary Sam Williams said better-than-expected sales and corporate income tax collections show that the state's economy is improving. Things are improving for a company in Emporia. Simmons Pet Food broke ground on a planned expansion at its plant. The company says the $38 million facility will create 100 new jobs by 2019. Simmons Pet Food officials say the expansion will allow the company to increase production and packaging to meet increased demand. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A judge has ordered a man who authorities say killed 6 members of a Nebraska family more than 40 years ago to remain in state care. A Lincoln County District Judge ruled yesterday that 72-year-old Irwin Simmons is mentally ill, based upon a diagnosis by experts at the State Psychiatric Hospital in Lincoln. Authorities say a man was injured when his pickup truck and horse trailer collided with a train in the Nebraska Sandhills. The collision occurred yesterday at a crossing about 3 miles east of Thedford. The man was taken to a North Platte hospital. One horse in the trailer died and another survived. Organizers hope to build a memorial to law enforcement dogs and horses next to the Nebraska Law Enforcement Memorial in Grand Island. Organizers said in an announcement ceremony yesterday at Grand Island's Law Enforcement Center that work is expected to begin in 18 to 24 months. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
October wrapped up National 4-H Month. 4-H members Kayla Glore, Madison Vogt, and Michaela Forrest were guests on our public affairs program over the weekend and talked about their experience in 4-H.
When I first joined 4-H, I was in it for the projects. But as I got older and more experienced, I've realized that it's more than just the projects. I have learned that there's more leadership and learning throughout. There are many different roles that everyone has through 4-H, and I have learned that through the years. Throughout my years of 4-H, I have learned that younger kids look up to the older members. I have helped the younger members in my club, but also the members throughout the county. I am a leader for some of my projects, and through that, I have been able to teach and show the kids stuff that is involved throughout that project. I love helping the younger members learn more about 4-H and the fun leadership activities that they can get involved in, and also the projects.
My favorite project over the years has been the Beef Project. I've attended many cattle shows throughout the years and have been introduced to the Charolais breed that I'm actively a part of. Attending the Charolais Junior National shows has allowed me to meet and become friends with people throughout the country. I have learned from meeting these people. I was able to step out of my comfort zone and try different competitions while at Junior Nationals and create those connections that I will later be able to fall back on for a future career in the agriculture field after college. 4-H has prepared me for many different things, but the biggest one is with interviews. Since I've given several different talks, presentations, and demonstrations in the past 10 years, getting in front of a crowd or talking one-on-one with a judge has definitely prepared me for talking to a future boss or doing that interview. It has allowed me to step out of my comfort zone and get to know people across the country and have many connections with those people that will be able to help me be successful in the future. Being involved with many projects in 4-H, I have been able to be creative when it comes to cooking, sewing, or taking pictures for photography. Using those creative skills will help me with future career options and give me an advantage in whatever career field I choose to do with using those skills.
My role in my 4-H club has changed dramatically throughout the years. When I first started 4-H about 11 years ago, I was just one of the little kids that didn't really do much, wasn't very involved. And then as I got older, I saw all the amazing things that the other people in my club did, and I always wanted to be a part of that. And now, as one of the oldest members in my club, I've not only had the leadership positions, but I've also seen them transferred down to some of the younger members. 4-H has changed me as a person for the better. When I was younger, I was a very shy kid, but through 4-H, I learned to grow, and I've learned so many amazing skills, from being able to talk in front of people to being able to think on the spot and really do anything. 4-H has definitely given me amazing skills that I'll use throughout my life.
4-H members Kayla Glore, Madison Vogt, and Michaela Forrest, again guests on our public affairs program this past weekend. All of the 4-H salutes we aired during the month of October are now posted and available on our website for download at KNDYRadio.com. Mary Darlene Young, age 89, of Marysville, formerly of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial Friday at 1:30 at the Oquito Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Darlene Young. Daryl Dotson, age 79, of Buffalo, New York, formerly of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Dotson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in Inner Spring Hybrid and Memory Foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We are seeing widespread fog across much of the area, and we'll continue to see that as we head into the mid-morning hours. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see quiet weather, sunny skies through tomorrow. Could see an isolated rain shower for tomorrow night, but otherwise, as we head into the weekend, we're still going to see dry weather and into next week. We're definitely going to see warmer temperatures back into the lower to mid-60s as we head into Saturday. So looking at the forecast, again, we have widespread fog early, then gradual clearing skies, temperatures in the upper 50s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 36. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Friday, we'll have sunny skies, high of 54. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Friday night, a slight chance of rain showers with a low near 42. For Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 64. Saturday night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early November 62, record high on this date 82 in 1990. The average low 39, the record low is 20 in 1991. Sunset this evening 6:20, sunrise in the morning at 7:52.
Could your city win a tap water taste contest? There is such a competition, and we will tell you who is tops at the tap on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 2nd, the 306th day of the year. Frontiersman Daniel Boone was born on this day, and Harry Truman won his re-election bid over Thomas Dewey in 1948. You've probably noticed how tap water can taste distinctly different from city to city. It can be due to any number of factors, like treatment processes or local mineral content. Each year, the American Water Works Association conducts a best of the best taste contest to determine who is tops at the tap. After narrowing down nominees from regional competitions, judges have awarded this year's bragging rights to the city of Greeley, Colorado. The number 2 and 3 spots went to Montpelier, Ohio, and Bloomington, Minnesota. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for a free newsletter at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs insisting that they're ready to face the Dallas Cowboys offense regardless of whether or not Zeke Elliott is in the backfield. The star running back is poised to begin his 6-game suspension unless the courts intervene again. Meanwhile, the Chiefs' run defense has been gutted by just about every opponent it's faced this season. Duke is number one in the Associated Press preseason poll for the second straight season and ninth time as a program, matching rival North Carolina for most all time. Led by senior guard Grayson Allen and freshman phenom Marvin Bagley III, the Blue Devils received 33 of 65 first-place votes from a national media panel in the AP Top 25. The number four Jayhawks had one vote. Mid-America Network Sports.
Whether making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 40% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 40% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. Short on time? Order online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our pro desk. Appliance offer valid 11-1 through 11-29. Door offer valid 10-23 through 11-3. Selection varies by store. U.S. only.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
George Springer and the Houston Astros rocketed to the top of the baseball galaxy last night, winning the first World Series championship in franchise history by romping past the L.A. Dodgers 5-1 in the final Game 7 of the series. Playing for a city still recovering from Hurricane Harvey and wearing an H Strong logo on their jerseys, the Astros brought home the prize that had eluded them since they started out in 1962 as the Colt 45s. Nebraska is among the schools that have conducted internal reviews into their compliance operations in response to the federal investigation of malfeasance in men's college basketball. University spokeswoman Teresa Paulson wrote in an email to the Associated Press that no violations were found. Nebraska coach Tim Miles said yesterday that the review began shortly after September 28th. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Deller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State college action on KNDY.
Friday night football action, 8-man playoffs. Hanover entertains Rock Hills live on KNDY FM 95.5, plus updates on Axtell at Pike Valley. Marysville kicks off at Larned Saturday at 3 p.m. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Country Hearth Breads would like to offer a toast to breakfast. Their new breakfast breads are baked with simple, natural ingredients like fresh apples and cinnamon, cranberries and wild rice, real maple syrup, and sweet, tangy blueberries. They're great right out of the package, but with their slightly chewy texture, they're even better toasted. No matter how you like yours, Country Hearth breakfast breads are the naturally delicious choice.
KNDY.
Preserve a few of your own gourds for decorations in your home or garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Harvest ornamental gourds when the stems are dry and brown and the shell is hard, glossy, and brightly colored. Wash off any dirt and dip the gourds in a weak solution of bleach water or wipe the surface with rubbing alcohol. Place gourds on a slatted tray or flat surface in a dark, well-ventilated area to dry. Don't let the fruit touch, as one rotten gourd can spoil the bunch. Allow the gourds to cure for about a week. Discard any soft or rotten fruit. Continue the drying process in a warm, dark, ventilated location. Turn regularly and check for mold. Wipe off any mold that appears and return to drying. Discard any shriveled or decayed gourds. Your gourd is completely dried when the shell is hard, gourd is lightweight, and you can hear the seeds rattle inside. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Long before there was an American Civil War waged over the issue of slavery, there was the struggle for slaves to find freedom. First chapters of that story are ones few have ever heard, with slaves escaping not north, but south. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
It's a piece of green space surrounded by America's oldest European-built city. David Nolan shares its importance in St. Augustine, Florida.
People always hear the phrase Underground Railroad, and they think it's something that went from south to north. But the original Underground Railroad went from south to farther south. It went from the British colonies in Carolina down into Spanish-controlled Florida.
Long before there was an American Civil War, or even a United States of America,
slaves found freedom in Florida.
The Spanish had a policy that if slaves could escape here and they would join the Catholic Church and declare their allegiance to the King of Spain, then they would be given their freedom. And so Spanish Florida became a beacon for slaves.
Most of those who escaped to Florida had been born free in West Africa, then captured and brought to the British colonies in America, where they were enslaved.
When there was a threat of invasion from these British colonies, the Spanish governor decided who would fight more bitterly against a British invasion than these people who had just escaped from slavery. And so he established in 1738 the first free community of ex-slaves in the United States.
The settlement and fortifications were known as Fort Moseley.
Sure enough, in 1740, the British came and attacked. General Oglethorpe from Savannah came down here, and the turning point in Oglethorpe's raid was the Battle of Fort Moseley. That was the thing that turned him around and sent him back to Savannah instead of making him the governor of Florida.
So what happened to the fort and its heroic former slaves? More next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.
Deer are unpredictable, so when you're driving, be on the lookout. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Dusk and dawn are the prime time, so if you see a deer, slow down and don't swerve your vehicle as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
A couple of years ago, my son's friend hit a deer. Fortunately, Lucas wasn't hurt, but the front end of his car wasn't so lucky. As deer move between their bedding and feeding areas, they sometimes cross the road and end up in the path of a vehicle. Terry Messmer is an extension wildlife specialist at Utah State University. He says it happens most often at dawn or dusk on a high-speed two-lane highway with forest cover close to it. Messmer has done research on how you can lessen your chance of colliding with a deer.
What we found out is that if folks drove the posted speed limits, the risk of having a deer vehicle collision decreased about 3 times. So what that does is actually gives the driver more time to react and more awareness in seeing deer alongside the road.
Maintaining awareness is another key. Pay attention to signs that are posted on stretches of highway with known deer activity and put the cell phone down. Keep in mind that if you see one deer, there's probably more since they tend to travel in family groups and small herds. Messmer says if a deer jumps out in front of you, your first reaction might be to swerve to avoid hitting it. That can be problematic.
For one, if there's oncoming traffic, we've had cases where motorists have swerved to miss a deer and ended up having a head-on collision. And so the best recommendation is to prepare for the impact. You know, brake, slow down, and accept the consequences.
If you're traveling a multi-lane road, be on the inside lane as much as possible. This will increase your scope of vision and give you more reaction time. Find more tips to avoid crashing into deer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction of 320 acres Pottawatomie County grassland for Mrs. Richard Mary Helen Howell Estate. Saturday, November 4th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blaine Church Hall. sold in two tracts, each 160 acres, more or less. The pastures are located 4 miles west of Highway 99 on the Pottawatomie-Marshall County line. Neither have buildings. Both are fenced grassland with spring water, draws, and a few trees. Both farms will be sold separately as individual tracts. This land is located in a good farming community. For inspection, phone Rob, Tim, or Tom with Olmsted Real Estate. This land auction for the Howell Estate, Saturday, November 4th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Blaine Church Hall. Olmsted Real Estate will conduct the auction.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
Award-winning writer spends a year with a Nebraska farm family. The result is a true portrait of family farm life. More today on the Farm Journal Report.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Journalist Ted Genoways was covering the fight against the Keystone XL pipeline in Nebraska when he met Megan Hammond and her fiancé, Kyle Galloway. Genoways convinced them and Megan's father, Rick Hammond, to let him chronicle their story.
More and more farmers are reaching that point where they're having to hand the operation over to the next generation or sell to someone who is willing to take on the operation that they have stewarded for all of those years. It's a period of extremely high stress and difficulty because there is something there that these farmers have safeguarded for all of these years, and the last thing you want is to see it all amount to nothing.
Genoways was with the Hammond family from fall 2014 through fall 2015, a time of depressed crop prices.
We get to see a family transitioning to a return to reality after some of the artificially high prices. But what, of course, was happening was that many families had the belief that those high prices would be the new normal.
Genoway's book, based on the experience, is called This Blessed Earth, and I'll have more tomorrow. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts talks about the strategy President Trump and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer are pursuing on NAFTA, threatening Mexico and Canada with a pullout.
I know Bob Lighthizer. He's a good man. He worked for Senator Bob Dole for 15 years. He knows the value of agriculture. But the path that he may take and that of the president is a path that I think is fraught with a lot of dangers.
Roberts warning that the U.S. is coming to a crossroads on NAFTA, with negotiations so far yielding little progress. He's urging producers and manufacturers to push back against the pervasive view that NAFTA has not benefited the economy.
We must commit to challenge this view, set the record straight, and explain what is at stake. These issues affect real jobs, real lives, real people. Now, I've taken my concerns to the top since day one of this administration. I have personally told the president how important free trade is to agriculture, not once, not twice, but on three occasions.
He is predicting that the fate of the nation's economy will rest on open trade.
Fact, Canada and Mexico have ranked in the top three destinations for U.S. agriculture exports since 2001 and have continuously been ranked in the top five destinations for U.S. ag exports since NAFTA was signed back in 1993.
Roberts pointed out the U.S. agriculture exports to Canada have soared since 1993 by some 265% and Mexico by 289%. He says the U.S. must remain a reliable supplier with its neighbors in North America and around the world. Otherwise, he suggests its economy, including farmers, will suffer. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Last night's for corn, especially Kansas City wheat and soybeans, seem to be doing very, very well here on our Thursday. December corn is up 2 at 350 and a quarter. March corn up 1 and 3 quarters at 363 and a half. December Kansas City wheat is up 8 at 423 and 3 quarters. March KC wheat is up 7 and 3 quarters at 441 and a quarter. Nice positives all the way down. Soybeans look well. November at 986 and 3 quarters. That's up 5 and 3 quarters. January beans at 997 and a half. That's up 6 and a quarter. All the later soybean months are up by 5 and 3 quarters at 6 cents or more. December soybean meal is 340 higher at 317. January bean meal is up $3.20 at 318.90. So strong moves for soybean meal. Soy oil continues to have some issues. December is at 34.78. That's down 12. January soybean oil is at 34.93. That's down 13 points. So struggles with soy oil, while the beans themselves and soy meal is really on a rally. The livestock numbers continue to be dismal today. December live cattle 124.40. That's down 220. February at 128.60, that's down 145. November feeders down 167 at 158.02. January feeders down 237 at 158.27. December hogs down 72 at 65.87. All the later months are lower in hogs, in live cattle, and in feeder cattle. So not a good day so far here on Thursday when it comes to the livestock complex. December crude oil is up a dime at 54.40. January crude is up 12 currently at 54.63. So things look better for crude oil. Gold is down. December gold down 20 cents at 12.27.10. February gold is down 30 cents at 12.81.30. And the U.S. dollar index for December is down 0.084 at 94.625. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public.
It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. Go CreditKing.com.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson today, telling you younger people about scholarship money that's available in an interesting competition. I'll talk about it after this message.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Spring may seem like a long time away, but there is a deadline coming up early in 2018 for competition for young people that could produce a pretty good paycheck. In preparation for the 2018 National Ag Day on March 20th, the Agriculture Council of America is hosting an essay contest. And the theme for this year is, How Will Agriculture Feed the World? The essay contest divided into two categories of competition. First of all, the written essay. Secondly, the video essay for you young TV producers listening. And both are national competitions. The contest, open to students currently enrolled in grades 9 through 12, contestants must be a U.S. citizen and attending school in the U.S. The national video essay winner will receive $1,000. The national written essay winner will receive $1,000. And both will receive a trip to Washington, D.C. to be recognized at the National Press Club event on March 20th of next year, National Agriculture Day. The deadline for submitting entries in the essay contest is January 31st of next year. And you'll find the complete list of rules and regulations for this contest online at agday.org. National Ag Day has been going on and on for quite a few years. I've attended many of those days in our nation's capital, and it's sponsored and organized by the Agriculture Council of America, a nonprofit organization composed of leaders in the agricultural, food, and fiber community, dedicating to in its efforts to increase the public's awareness of agriculture's role in modern society. Again, the deadline is January 31st, next year. Back with a final word after this message.
When smell flies, you think about your beef herd and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
Farmers Cooperative.
Again, to get information on contest rules and entry forms and for information on National Ag Day in 2018, go to agday.org. That's National Farm Report. brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Finding help on the farm is a pressing issue. A new startup company is developing ways to depend on technology rather than humans on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Farmers around the country are struggling to find reliable seasonal labor. Colin Hurd is the founder of Smart Ag, a new ag accelerator startup business. They're developing software and hardware that will enable farmers to benefit from internet-connected machinery and fully autonomous equipment. It also addresses the difficulties in finding help. He says the first product they're working on is a system for automating grain carts, which will eliminate the need for an operator.
It's a solution that is saving you the headaches and hassle of trying to find a grain cart operator every year, trying to train someone for that job, and not knowing every day if they're going to show up to work or not. So our product, basically, with the push of a button, will call the grain cart to the combine and allow you to unload your combine onto the grain cart. With the push of a button again, it'll send it to an unloading area where a truck driver will get out, unload the cart into his truck.
Autonomy in machinery isn't new, but Hurd says they're incorporating several technologies, including smart horsepower, smart view, and AAVI, or automatic ag vehicle intelligence, into their system.
So if you have an automated tractor, if you have smart view on your tractor, initially for a grain cart, the goal is that next year we'll release software for tillage. So you can use that same tractor that you've already automated. You just install new software that we develop onto that tractor, and then you can automate another operation on your farm.
Hurd says the goal is for a commercial release of the automated grain cart in 2018 and additional products in 2019. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Smart Ag at agriculture.com.
Stock up on STP antifreeze coolants from the Farmers Cooperative. Purchase 3 cases of STP antifreeze and earn $1 off each gallon at any of our car care centers. Plus, enter to win great prizes, and one lucky winner will receive 2 tickets to the Nebraska Husker and Kansas Jayhawks basketball game, plus dinner for 2 at Misty's on December 16th. Offer good until November 30th. See your Farmers Cooperative today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. September 30th brought the end of the Certified Angus Beef brand's fiscal year. A third year of herd expansion, the world's largest branded beef program. New supply would be both a challenge and an opportunity heading into the 2017 fiscal year, but it turned out to be a very good year. President John Stitka talks about the increase in sales records.
2017 for certified Angus beef will mark the 13th consecutive year of growth. It'll mark the 11th record sales year in a row, and now the second time that certified Angus beef brand sales have tallied more than a billion pounds, coming in at $1,120,000,000 as we close our fiscal year.
Each division, from international to food service to retail, saw growth. Stitka first credits cattlemen and women for producing more high-quality beef to sell.
This past year, we had a record 29.6% of all Angus cattle meet our 10 specifications for quality. And so that says a lot about what cattlemen have built. And to give that some perspective, if you go back to 2006, certified Angus beef acceptance rates were only 14%. And if you look on that on a carcass count basis, certified Angus beef only represented 6.6% of the entire fed cattle industry at that time.
Certified Angus beef now makes up 18.4% of the entire fed cattle industry.
Cattlemen have responded in a big way, and I think it says a lot about how the beef industry has aligned with consumers, and in doing so has created a more sustainable future for all of us involved.
So can the brand continue that success year after year?
You know, through the brand, we're all a part of something bigger than ourselves, and when you put it all together, that's what this successful year represents.
Cattlemen who target the brand through management and genetics stand to earn $50 or more per head. That's a share of the $50 million in grid premium packers pay for CAB qualifying cattle each year. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's deal made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.